Good evening, dear listeners. The clock is super late, and here we are bringing you the latest studies of lean philosophy. So, please take a seat and a pleasant position. We are starting in a moment, and we'll take it nice and slow, so everyone can keep up. First, let's start by introducing our lovely podcasters. And I'm Annika, and it's so good to be here tonight.
Good evening, Annika. This is Mika, and I'm feeling super fantastic and looking forward to this.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jesse.
Hi, my name is Noora Emilia. Nice to be here. I'm a little bit sick, but I think I will survive from this.
Yes, we also hope that you can survive from that. So the theme of today's podcast is lean, and to be more precise, we are implementing the lean philosophy into the digital customer journey, or more commonly into the digital sales process. But before jumping into these matters, it's probably good to explain what all these mean in common words. So Jesse, could you tell us something about the digital customer journey?
Yeah, of course. The digital customer journey, or as you mentioned, the digital sales process, is the process that has a digital starting and ending point. The process can start from Instagram, for example, or some other social media, and end in your company's web store by clicking the buy icon in the cart page. So basically, the amount of clicking and the page changes create the digital journey.
Thank you for opening that up, yes, Jesse. I think it's good to explain the lean next. By understanding lean means you understand the value of simplifying, and for a customer in digital environment, it's a huge factor. There is this old saying, client comes first, which basically means that the client is the king. If something doesn't work for the client, then it's the company's job to find a solution for the client. So, if we think about digital environment where no one is stopping the customer of getting away from your business, then it's really crucial for you to guide, sign, or help the customer in any way possible and simplify their road to buying your product.
I would add that what you want to do is to plan your customer's digital journey, like through the vast internet, into your web stores. How do you say it, like purchasing?
Purchasing.
Icon in the cart page. So to make this more understandable for everyone, I think we could split this into smaller parts, such as like social media, search engine optimization, and web store. So Mika, please, can you continue from
yes,
here?
Yes, of course. So I think we can start from the beginning, so meaning the first place where your customer gets to know you, which is mostly social media for most web stores and their sales processes. And what you should consider in your company's social media platform is how well do you communicate your brand to your customer, and how well do you communicate the direction to solving their needs. Which means how well do you communicate their way to your web store. And for this to happen, you need to validate your social media somehow to find real data, how the customers are moving around your social media, how do they like the visuals and feel the urge to continue to your web store. And of course, how easily can they find the link to your web store through your social media. Does anybody have something to add up to this?
Well, nothing to add. I can really stand behind that. I would like to talk about the customer digital journey through the search engine, which almost every time is Google nowadays. Nobody likes Yahoo or Bing or anything. Then mostly same things apply there as in social media, but the difference is how well does your web store come up from the search results? Is it on the first page or on the last somehow? Does someone want to add something?
No.
The thing that Jesse explained is called search engine optimization. And in more clear words, it means optimizing your web store with keywords so that it comes out first in the search results, which is the main target, but at least as the first five. The longer it takes for the customer to find the link to your web store, the more likely you will lose them. And someone once told that if you want to bury a body, then you should do that on the Google's second page.
That's right. Yeah, but last but definitely not least, we could talk about the web store. Because now you got customer into your web store, great work, but that's not enough. This is where everything needs to be like working perfectly. The story continues. By this I mean it's super good if you can manage to speak and bring similar visuals in your social media and web store. They need to give out some kind of feelings. What do you guys think about this?
Yeah, I think it's crucial to give the same feeling as in the social media platform, so that it feels familiar to the customer. So that's true. And I also think that it's definitely important to have now I lost my focus. So also to add that in web store you need to give enough information for the customer, but not drown them into it. And at the same time, the digital journey needs to be super simple, and I mean this simple. Like, I just click on this, then I click that, and I'm done. And that's how easily the customers want to have the process in the web store. And actually, if it's a process in any way for a customer, then you just lost 99% of them. That's how clear everything has to be on the web store. So aim to make it very clear for the customer how to do anything in your store.
Yeah, the night is long and we are getting scared of the dark, so we will bring this into accomplishment. You can write this into your notes. I hope you have a pen and paper. You might need them someday. The things you need to remember are, first of all, simplify the customer digital journey and build it for 5-year-old could understand it. So make it simple. Use visual guides such as colors and shapes to guide the customer in the right direction. And the third one is validate everything you do and do the validation with your customer.
Can you explain the thing you said first about the 5-year-old?
Yes, I think what Jesse meant is that it means that well, 5-year-olds knowing of stuff like web stores and digital journey and stuff is not that good. So it needs to be explained to them in a way that they using simple words and stuff.
Like you just explained the simplifying the journey to us.
Yeah,
like 5-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And also there is this thing called grandma pitch, which means exactly what it says, that
you can pitch your idea to your grandma, who doesn't perhaps use
understand anything.
Understand anything about technology, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd like to add a good tip for the validation process. And it is to do a mock-up. Mock-up is basically a hand-drawn web store or Instagram page. Or for the sake of your business, why not do both? All you need for a mock-up is either pen and paper. And for a little more advanced mock-up, you can use Paint or some other kind of software that allows you to draw some better images.
Oh, we have done it with Aklis web store also.
Yes.
And there is also this app called Marvel where you can transfer those photos and create a mock-up and validate the customer journey by handing your phone to the customer. And then you just ask them about the how they think it's working. And yeah, can you explain it better?
Well.
Oh, it's like prototyping, giving the... Is it?
Yeah. It's basically a prototype.
And how you would buy this one?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
Yeah. So a mobile app is basically for a digital prototyping.
Yeah, like minimum valuable prototype, so it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just the first one. But, yeah. Well, I don't have anything to add to that, and I think that's all. Thank you for listening and see you next episode, I
I would like to ask something.
Okay, sure.
Like, what about those things you have done with Ugly? Have you done all of those things with Ugly's web store, or
so you mean mockup?
Mockup and other that we have talked about earlier.
Well, yes. With our web store that we have at the moment, we didn't do a mockup for it. So basically, the web store that Ugly is using at the moment is in itself a mockup. So it's the test version, and that's why the conversion rates are so low.
Okay.
Because there are many things that don't work there, we have been planning the next web store, and we have done already some mockups for it, and we are going to do the mobile version next week. Does Jesse have anything?
No, as I was going to say, I hear some partying next door. So I think that's it. And if we are ever going to do a second episode, well, you will hear from us. But yeah, this was some quick tips for your lean philosophies. And now we are going to go rest and have a long weekend, or actually eat some pizza.
Halloween party.
Yeah, Halloween party. That's right. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.